The bidding process begins today to determine who gets the job of renovating the terminal at Syracuse's Hancock International Airport. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the $45 million project announced in January is moving ahead at a quick pace.
Work started on the first phase of the project a month ago with demolition of the curbside concrete canopy at the entrance to the airport. Governor Andrew Cuomo joined officials for an official groundbreaking Tuesday and promised the rest of the work on the terminal will be done quickly.
Within a year from today, there's going to be a new airport here.
Cuomo says revitalizing Hancock is part of an economic development strategy for all of upstate.
It's not just a new airport at Syracuse. We're doing a new airport at Rochester, in Elmira, in Plattsburgh. So we're literally going to open up the entire region.
The terminal was built more than 50 years ago and is showing its age. So Airport Executive Director Christina Callahan says this will be a top-to-bottom change for travelers.
The glass curtain wall, a new canopy, new flooring, new ceiling, new lighting. Just really making this facility the first-class facility that it needs to be.
The state is providing the bulk of the cash for the project, almost $36 million. Onondaga County, the agency that runs the airport, and the federal government will kick in the rest. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.